Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hi, welcome inside the post game podcast midweek. What is Al? What is that shirt you're wearing? That's cool looking.
This is actually a Barstool hoodie from a number of years ago with the spaceman. Coincidentally wore it today after the spacemen and women. I think there were women in there.
It was landed, a man and a woman. Yeah,
landed back to Earth yesterday.
Well, look at you.
That
That's
was not
cool
done
looking.
On purpose. I will purposely wear my St. John's hoodie tomorrow.
Of course you will.
Pretending that I am a front-running fan.
Of course you're going to stay up till 9:50 to see the start of that game.
That I will not be able to do, unfortunately, Jerry, even though it's a Thursday.
I will tell you, as someone who's going to do the show on Friday morning, I really want to stay up and watch that game. I just can't.
Is there any good, like for baseball, you can go on YouTube or the MLB app. They do a great job of highlights.
Yeah.
NFL probably does the best. Is there any app or does YouTube, will YouTube have St. John's highlights?
Yes.
But an extensive highlights, not like 2 minutes. Can you give me an eight-minute highlight package?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Even the NBA, you get 12-minute highlight packages
for
games.
That's good enough.
It is, but I will tell you, you lose a lot.
Yeah.
You just do. I mean, especially if you're not paying attention to the scoreboard as it's running. So, like, for instance, I saw a little bit of the Knick game the other night live before I fell asleep. I didn't see all of it. There was no chance I was staying up. So I came in and I watched the highlights, the extended highlights. If I didn't see the Karl Anthony Towns 15-0 run personally, I don't think I would have noticed it watching the highlights. I noticed him making a lot of baskets, but you just lose stuff that you generally pick up as you're into the flow of the game.
Yeah.
But you will get a good sense of the game when you watch the St. John's highlights, yes.
All right. I always like that.
Yeah.
I was watching, remember there was that show on TV Gio and I were watching, it was called Temptation Island?
Yeah.
Well, it's back and it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's a Netflix version of Temptation Island.
It's new?
It's a new version of it, yeah.
Okay.
So I think I'm three episodes in. I watched one a night for the
same
last.
Same host.
He's in full, like, being a therapist mode. He's
right.
In full therapist mode. But I did pick up on, first, it's not great because all the people are not hot.
Okay.
Like, you need everyone to be hot on that show.
You need temptation.
And everyone's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
There are hot people, Jerry.
Is there alcohol involved?
There's plenty of alcohol involved, and there are hot people, and there are people with high sex drives. So trouble's a-coming. I know that for a fact.
For sure.
But it was just interesting to watch how both men and women behave differently when they're trying to have relations with the other sex.
So give me an example.
So the way this show sets up, there's four couples. So the men go to one villa. All the four men from the couples go to a villa with 12 other women.
Okay.
The four women go to a villa with 12 other men.
Right.
And
God.
Yeah, it's very strange. I so mean,
talk about
the women are super sexualized in that they're trying to get these men to
their attention.
Mm-hmm. So they're just...
You're talking about the 12 women?
The 12 single women.
Are trying to, I don't want to say manipulate, but they are trying to draw them in.
They're trying to draw them in.
And tempt them.
And I suppose that's what the men are doing, the 12 men, to the four women. Mm-hmm. But their approaches are completely different.
Okay.
The women who are trying to tempt the men, they are just physical touch. They're walking around in string bikinis.
I was gonna say cleavage.
They're rubbing guys' legs. They're making overt sexual things. Mm-hmm. They're sitting in the pool. The one girl's got her foot kind of up near the guy's thigh.
Jesus.
Like, they are just going in, like,
yeah.
Here's my boobs. Here's my butt. Here's my vagina. It's in a bikini, but it's right here in front of your face. And the men, on the other hand.
You think Eddie plays that tomorrow?
He better not.
You know he is. And the men, on the other hand.
Now, I'm sure they also want sex with these women.
Mm-hmm.
But their approach is listen to the woman.
Sensitivity. I know what you were going to say.
Oh, so your guide does that. That does sound childish. You know, listen, I'm just going to be here for you if you need someone to talk to. They're trying that approach.
Emotionally.
And it's interesting because it's like, we know women want emotion from guys. So these guys are trying to be that. We know men want boobs
sex
and butts from women.
So they're giving them that.
Yeah. It's really weird how just trying to watch the dynamic.
What I really would love to know is how real these marriages are and these relationships, I should say.
Yeah, what's weird is like, you know, they're like, these two have been in a 1.5 year relationship. It's like, oh, come on. It's not
Yeah, but yes, I do agree. That's not like sending someone who's married for 25 years to this island where the two are going to run to the other people. But a year and a half is still a year and a half, and I do think that you can grow quite fond of one another, if not fall in love with each other. That having been said, to go on this show, red flags. You're clearly not into each other enough.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, the whole concept is strange.
It's strange. And I was just wondering, like, what would it be like if instead of, and all these people, I think the oldest person is 30.
Okay.
Maybe 31. Mm-hmm. They're mostly like 22, 25, 26.
Yeah.
What if they did that show with 40 to 50-year-olds?
Right, with guys with beer bellies.
Yeah.
Their back hair.
Yeah.
Hair coming out of their ears.
Yeah.
The wives who have had kids already, their stomachs don't look like they did when they were 20.
Right.
Thick thighs. All of a sudden, it's not so great, is it?
Right. How would their approaches differ? You know what I mean? Like, instead of
I don't know that it does.
Because, all the men are in shape, too. You know,
sure.
It's not just the women that look.
Well, I think if you were going to do that with couples in their 40s and 50s, I think you're still giving them the same temptation.
But I'm saying, like, sometimes as we get older, we look better with some clothing on.
Sure. True.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, if I was on Temptation Island for 40s and 50 years old, I would not be walking around shirtless. And I'm
and
a thin guy.
Shape. I know.
But I'm not walk around shirtless shape.
Right.
So I just wonder how it would differ. Like, because I have watched MILF Island, Jerry.
Oh my God. You really need a hobby.
And those MILFs, while they're wear revealing outfits, they do it in such a way that they're not showing everything.
Right.
You know, you got to hide some of your MILFness. You know what I mean? Like, so they might wear the higher raised waist.
Yes, I understand.
Bathing suits as opposed to the
But they still
string.
Look hot.
They still look hot. They still know what to accentuate. And the men are wearing, like, shirts, but showing off their biceps, which they could still work on.
Right. Even though they might have a six pack, and I don't mean a six pack of muscle, I mean the beer six pack abs.
Correct.
Yeah, I tell you, listening to you describe this, this really is the lowest form of entertainment.
It is.
I mean, my God.
It's a low form of entertainment.
I actually had a friend of mine ask me, do you think you could get through temptation? No. No, I don't. Nor do I think my wife could. I don't think, it's not natural. I don't care how much you love one another. I don't. You've got alcohol involved.
That's the problem.
Women throwing themselves at you or men throwing themselves at or giving you, you know, what every person wants. I don't know how anybody resists. I don't.
I really do think if there was no alcohol involved.
That's different.
People
no
could
alcohol
get
is a big difference.
Yeah.
But there is alcohol involved in this
Tons.
Show.
Tons.
And I'm not saying that that's an excuse, but alcohol definitely lowers your, what's the word they say? Like your guard is down.
Yeah, you don't have long-term thinking when you're drinking alcohol.
No, you rationalize.
Yeah.
You start to rationalize. It was fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's not that big a deal. You know, I don't know how many people honestly could get through that show. I've never watched one. I just know it from you guys, and I've seen the trailers and
yeah,
the commercials.
It's not great.
How many people you've seen the previous ones? I don't mean episodes now.
I missed a couple of years.
But you've seen it enough. Have there been people that have been able to completely resist?
Well, they've not necessarily resisted, but at the end they worked it out with their person they came with.
Even though they're showing the videos of what the other person was doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That to me is the worst part of the show.
Yes.
Like if you're really dealing with couples, and again, I don't believe they are. I think that 100% in my mind, I believe they're actors and actresses. But all right, let's say for the moment they're actually couples. You're really going to put up on the screen your wife or husband not only flirting, but getting very touchy in the wrong spots?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, what is that?
Yeah, it's very interesting, Jerry. And because it's on Netflix now, they stepped it up a little bit more.
Hmm. Any, nudity?
No, haven't seen nudity yet. But just, like, what the girls are saying.
Oh, okay. As opposed to what they would allow on network TV.
Yeah. Like, I won't even repeat here what the girl said.
Turn your mic off and tell me.
No, but I'll tell you, I'll give you a different phrase.
Okay.
But she did the crudest way.
Okay.
They cut to this one girl and she goes, "Hi, my name's Jen. I love giving BJs."
Oh, boy.
That's what she said, except she said, like, the bad part. And not the BJ. She used a completely different phrase, meaning that. It was very vulgar.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, what is this?
Interesting.
That was weird to me. That seemed a little too
much. I don't
even
know what the other term is, to be quite honest. I have no... Turn the mic off.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what
you
meant.
Jerry. It was very graphic, and
whoa.
I can't even repeat that here on a podcast because I find it offensive.
I thought you meant after she said giving. I didn't know what the next two words came. That's completely different what you just said. Oh, I got you.
So I was like, ah.
I mean, that is like, I don't know.
I almost turned it off.
But
I didn't.
That's of course you didn't because you got turned on when she said that.
Well, there's nothing. I can't find anything. Netflix, sometimes I go through these phases where there's nothing on there that is interesting.
So I will tell you that last night, I was well aware that there was really no games last night. I know we're kind of in a holding pattern with the NFL. Baseball is, to me, at this point, not worth more than a segment, but I think it's worth touching on each day. But that's about it. So I slept a long time yesterday because I didn't sleep well Monday night. So I got up as I started feeling better. I began to get into full panic mode about today's show. Like, oh, the Knicks aren't playing. St. John's is another night. It's like the calm before this. What are we doing? 4 hours. Oh, my God. 8 segments. And so I said to my wife, after I looked at the New York Post and came up empty with anything other than the astronauts coming home, I'm like, I'm going to go to Netflix. Let me see if I can find something that maybe... You know, like when the Hard Knocks came out, that was great on Dead Days. Because, man, that was a whole show. The Aaron Rodgers stuff, whole segment show. I went through Netflix for 5 minutes. I'm like, I got nothing. The only thing I found of interest was the documentary on Team USA basketball. But I'm like, I don't think Boomer's going to be interested in that. So I'm not going to waste my time. I came up with Ungatz. So it's funny you say that.
Yeah, there are times that I go through with Netflix where I don't see anything for a while, and other times where it's like, oh my gosh, I have all these shows.
Write them
I
down
see.
So you don't forget.
Yeah,
I know.
So it's very strange. I actually saw there's this guy I follow on X called TV Grim Reaper.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, he does a lot of like TV ratings and things.
Okay.
And he actually had, I want to bring this up, he had a chart. Let me see, TV Grim Reaper.
Of how our 6 a.m. Ratings would be?
No. He had a chart. It was, they went around asking people about shows you're interested in watching.
Okay.
Like which programs are you interested in watching?
Like reruns or shows?
Shows that are on streaming.
Oh, okay.
So someone might be interested in, where can you watch that show? So it says, asked about exclusive shows only available on one platform.
Okay.
So let's use the example, Stranger Things. Someone, I'm interested in watching Stranger Things. Okay, where would you go to watch that?
You're asking me?
No, I'm saying like this is what they ask people.
I gotcha.
So they picked these individual shows and said, okay, you're interested in that. Where do you think you would go to watch that? And for the most part, less than half the people get it right as to where they would go to watch it.
Hmm.
So they're saying that this is what streaming has a problem with now that there's so many.
Yeah, I could see that.
Is that even if you are interested in seeing Stranger Things, you don't know where it is.
I'd have to research it.
You'd have to research
it. I don't know. I have no idea.
Right. So there's like multiple things like Stranger Things, Ted Lasso.
So hold on. So Stranger Things was Netflix, wasn't it?
It was.
Ted Lasso was HBO Max?
No, that's Apple TV Plus.
Oh.
Okay. I'll give you one that I keep seeing, and I know nothing about the show, but I keep seeing all over Twitter. People seem to like it. The White Lotus.
The White Lotus.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Only 19% of people picked where it is.
Fubu.
Max.
That's HBO Max.
HBO Max, yeah.
Okay.
It's weird.
The thing I don't like, too, is when, whether it's Netflix or I guess it could be Amazon Prime, I suppose, Prime Video, I hate when they have a series, but they don't have every season.
Yes.
Like, hey, come check out, you know, whatever the show, Three's Company. And then you go to put it on. It's like, we have seasons 3, 5, and 7. But what? What about one? Huh? It's so goofy to me.
Yeah.
And you're paying for this stuff.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Like, what happened with the negotiations that you don't have the other seasons?
Yeah, it is. It's very, like, Amazon Prime does that where they will give you a season or two of a series, whether it's a drama or a comedy, and then you're just getting into it, and it's like, oh, you've reached, you want to buy the rest? No.
Yeah.
I'm paying you.
I guess that's what they're doing, right? They're trying to lure you in to buy the other seasons.
Gosh. Yes.
They did that with me. This is years ago before there was all the streaming services, where Netflix had Dexter.
Okay.
The Showtime series Dexter.
Yeah.
And they had the first two seasons. And then after that, it was like, oh, you can buy these on iTunes. It's like, oh, and I did. I got sucked into.
Because so you wanted to see the end of it.
Yeah, I think it works.
I know my wife and my son went through the whole Dexter thing about 3 months ago.
Yep.
They saw them. I saw a couple of it. It seemed interesting.
I think there's a new Dexter out on Showtime. So who
knows? But different characters. Like same character, but different people. I'm
different
saying, playing them.
Well, I think the main Dexter guy is the same.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think he was. Okay.
Michael Hall, I think his name
is. Okay. Interesting.
So today's your 51st birthday, Jerry. That's different than your 50th birthday.
It is.
Do you recall your, so far, with your 50th birthday being the last one,
mm-hmm.
do you recall major milestone birthdays or no? Like if I said, do you remember what you did on your 30th birthday?
Yes.
You would.
Not the day itself, but our 30th birthday, Kim and I are the same age, within a couple of weeks of one another. In between our birthdays, or maybe right after mine, she's just a couple of weeks older than I am. It was either the week between or the week after my birthday. I don't remember. My parents took us to, we didn't have kids yet. My parents took us to Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Nice.
My 18th birthday, my dad took me to Vero Beach to see the Dodger spring training.
21st.
My 21st birthday, Kim and I went bar hopping with our friends, and we kind of, we did that twice. We did it for her 21st birthday and my 21st birthday. So 100%. I remember 21. You know, I don't remember 40 at all.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't remember 50 last year. I don't. 50. I don't remember.
Yeah, so you didn't do anything out of the ordinary.
No, I don't think we, no. No, because we, you know, the problem is for even like 45 and 50, so wrapped up in travel baseball for the last 10 years, that starts in March, there's really no time to do anything. My biggest problem, too, and there's not a lot of times I really get annoyed with Boomer or G, but When I go away in like June and July, it's like, oh, you got, oh, you know, go away in December when the weather's not good. Why do you? I can't. I have, you know, my summer ends the second week of August when the Cowboys preseason games start. I can't go on vacation then, and I can't go on vacation until the Rutgers season is over. So I theoretically can't plan anything until mid-April. So I've got my vacation window is mid-April to really the end of the first week of August. It's the only time I can go away. And so for my birthday, I would love to go away on my, with Kim and I's birthdays so close together, I've said this to her too, like I would love to go on a Caribbean vacation every year in February, March to celebrate our birthdays. I can't, I'm always with Rutgers. Like, I just can't do it, you know? So that's maybe why 50 and 45, I was on the baseball field. I don't remember.
What do you think are the big birthdays you celebrate after now? Like,
none.
So you're 51
none.
Now. What about 60?
No.
What about, instead of a birthday, you celebrate retirement, whenever that is.
I'm not.
That seems like
I
a
have
thing.
No interest in retirement. I honestly, and this is not to be morbid, I really feel like retirement is your last step before you die. I don't see why we celebrate it. I don't think there's anything good about it, other than the fact that you can do what you want, I suppose. But I like this. No, I can't wait to retire. Why? Like, all right, you're a cop. You can't wait to retire at 40. I got it. But if retirement is 67, really, I can't wait to get there. You know what comes after that very soon? You're gone.
You're dead.
Yes. I just don't envision myself not working. I don't know what I would do every day.
I think people love the idea of retirement. And then I think for a lot of people, once they retire, after about a year, they go, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah, I agree.
Now what am I going to do?
And I think that's like the pro athlete that does it a lot sooner than we do. And even Willie had said when he was in here, he goes, he went through a depression about 6 months after he decided to retire. It's like, I'm only 30. These are his words. Like, I'm 36 or 37. What the hell do I do now with the rest of my life?
Right, and you don't need money, right?
I would say...
He probably did.
Probably okay.
I mean, if you're smart with your money, he seems like
sure.
A smart gentleman.
Yes, I would agree.
So he probably didn't need the money.
Right.
But you have to have a purpose.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And things to occupy your time.
Yeah. The idea of waking up and just... So here's a good example for me, and this is how, and I know I'm out there, and it is, we are what we are. You and I live very different lives. You and Eddie live very different lives. Me and we all do what we want. So I had I guess it was Sunday. I had nothing on the calendar.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm like, huh, what are we doing today? I can't sit there and watch TV for more than an hour.
Yeah.
Then I'm good. And if it wasn't my wife basically saying, what are you doing today? And I said, well, nothing really. And she's like, you know, he wants to go play golf. You should take him. I'm like, see ya. Like all of a sudden I had something to do. I was excited. I don't know if it's a flaw. I don't know what my problem is, but I can't sit still.
Yeah, I do love the idea for at least one of my vacation weeks, in particular the last week of vacation, the last week of summer of leading into Labor Day. I love to do nothing because I love the only after only a couple days of doing nothing, I'm like, okay, time to go back to work.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know.
So what would you do then if you were fully retired?
I don't know. I think I would, if I were, like, to me, when I think about retirement, I just think of not having to come into New York City.
Okay.
And not having to get up at 2 a.m.
So it doesn't necessarily mean you wouldn't do something.
Yeah, I would have to do something.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'd have to do something.
You know, even if it was running a small coffee shop or maybe buying a small radio station as a hobby, like something.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
Maybe I'll go be the morning man at a tiny radio station.
Like, no, well, not but then you get up in the morning.
Get up early, afternoon show.
But if you were also doing it down in the Jersey Shore, you're not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning either.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
If you had to get up at 5, I mean, come on.
Oh, that's nothing.
It'd be a breeze for you.
I feel like, what do you think the cutoff is for 4 a.m. is the next day?
4 a.m. I've always said this to you. When I first started doing this, I didn't have to go on the air till 6:15 on wins and then 6:25 with Boomer and Carton. I was waking up at 4 a.m., showering, out of the house at 4:20, and I was at my desk at 5:15. It gave me a full hour to get ready. I never once felt like I was getting up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, 4 a.m. is the cutoff.
It just felt like, I actually feel like I lay down and I wake up, it's the same day.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way on the weekend. If my dog wakes me up at 3:45, it feels like middle of the night.
Meantime, during the week, you're here already.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But if the dog wakes me up at 4:10 a.m., I'm like, okay, day is starting.
It's Saturday.
The next day has begun.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. That's... And the hard part about this job is, to me, the only hard part is the waking up.
Yes.
And I would love to not have these hours anymore. But then I think about a life of 10 to 6.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that's for
terrible.
The birds. No, thanks.
No, that sounds terrible.
Well, I see my son, he goes to work now. He works from 10 to 5 or 10 to 5:30, whatever it is. I'm home by 11:30. His day just started. He gets home at 6 o'clock. I'm like, my God, what a terrible day.
That's why when Boomer was talking about maybe wanting to move to afternoons... When Craig left, we were all like, that sounds like a terrible schedule.
It is. Well, it's good for your well-being.
Yeah.
But I think it's terrible for, like, your, I don't want to say social life, but your...
It's your personal
life. Your personal life. Yeah. I think so,
it's
too.
Tough.
Agreed.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday. I did the warm-up show with CeeLo this week because Jerry is Geo. So...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.